This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
And a very good afternoon to all our listeners today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Terry, and we are now on Couples of Destiny. And today with me, family, I know it's November already. Can you believe it? The first week of November. I know I blinked my eyes and suddenly there's tinsel on the shelves and carols are in the air. And also, you know, we better practice the fruit of the Spirit, you know, and say, Lord, let us be fruitful in our lives and evident in our lives, especially that self-control. You know, there's so many people that will throw the diets out of the window now because of all the nice things happening, saying goodbye to diets and whatnot till January 2026. Let's not be foolish, family. Let us just stay in our lane, okay? So it's that beautiful and the most wonderful time where listeners come together. And my sweet honey sends his love, and we hope to have him with us next week and while he's out of town. So we trust the Lord for his safe return. So I tell you what, when you're making your shopping list, we're making all sorts of lists of what we want and where we want to go. It's so easy for us just to think about making an apology list as well. You know, we may have done something wrong during the year and say, oh, well, I need to make a new list for this year coming in. But, you know, it's time for us just to reconcile, rebuild, rekindle. This is what the season is coming to about. So let's start over again. It's always a good place to start. Every day is a new day. Our God is a God of mercy, a God of grace, and a God of love. So I want to just share something. I went to see a client yesterday out in Darling, and I walked into the house, and tinsel and trees and Christmas music. I'm like, it's not even December yet. And I'm like, what am I missing? You know, I haven't had anything. And it was just such a joyful feeling in that home. And I just want to encourage people, you know, it doesn't matter what the world says, and you do what makes you feel happy. It's really a time just to be in that space. Amen. So we're going to get in. I'm going to introduce our guest to you in a few minutes. And while we listen to Arnold DeVette singing Praising God. And wonderful family, yeah, this afternoon, straight out of Pineal, whatever you want to call it. It's a small village in the Western Cape region of South Africa. Small settlement with rich heritage, it says, in the Cape Winans district between Stellenbosch and Franschhoek. Having a church like Encounter Ministries, I tell you what, they suggest like there's a community-orientated ministry there rather than just an urban mega church. So with us today are the pastors leaders of the ministry Cape of the Encounter Church, right? Please say hello to our listeners today.
Well, firstly, good day, everybody. Greet you in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Pastor Terry, thank you so much. It's such an honor and a privilege to be on Cape Pulpit today. We are so blessed and thankful that you have invited us.
Good afternoon, everyone. I am Pastor Melissa, Pastor Angelo's wife, and we are so blessed and privileged to be here today.
There you go. So that's Melissa and Angelo Hendricks, all the way from Pineal. It's such a beautiful drive over there. I remember when we came to visit you guys over there. Yes. Oh, we should come out there now, especially with the weather like this. Oh, I envy you guys.
Absolutely beautiful. Okay? Absolutely beautiful.
God's creation, you know. I was driving and I said, Lord, that song came to me, show me your face, Lord. Oh, wow. And he said, well, you're looking at my face. It's the beauty out there. And I'm awesome. Like, wow. Looking at the mountains and the hills and the cattle and driving through all these farmlands, it's just so beautiful. God's face to behold. His
God
beauty.
All over.
All over. He's in everything. So here we go. You know, our title for this week, we're speaking about God with us in everything. God with us in the storm. Leaving love, legacy, and leadership in ministry. We're talking to this beautiful couple. The anchor scripture that we have for today is in Matthew 7:25. And I'm reading from the NIV. It says, the rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock.
Amen.
I mean, that rock, you know, your love story, your call to ministry. Tell us, Pastor Angela and Melissa, about your 18 years of marriage, your son Joshua of 17, you know, your journey. What do you remember about the first time that you met?
Well, Melissa, you
must
can answer.
I tell this yes, one? Can, yeah, okay. We actually grew up in the community together. We went to the same schools. We went to the same high school. So we knew each other. And after high school, we found Jesus separately. I had my encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ in my room, and I gave my life to him. And he gave his life to the Lord at another church. And what happened was I got out of the taxi one day, and him and a friend of his gave me a lift home. And so they told me about the vision that they have to start ministry, youth ministry on Friday nights, like gospel and all that, and if I wanted to be part of it. And I was like, yes, because I was praying for something in that community like that. So I said yes, and we started, and time went by, and just the two of us ended up being there alone together, and had to go on with the thing, had to go on with the work of the Lord. We knew nothing about ministry, so we fasted, we prayed, we seek the Lord, because he had to help us now. We knew nothing about ministry. And then one night we were praying, and someone came in there, and he said to us, he was praying for Angelo for a good wife, and then he saw my face. So immediately we both felt in our hearts that there's purpose for us together as a couple. And two other prophets confirmed that God didn't just put us together in ministry, but also as husband and wife. So within six months we got married, we continued with the ministry, and after 18 years we are still married. We are happy and on fire for Jesus and still doing the work of the Lord.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, our son is 17 years old. He was born the year after we got married. And he's in ministry serving with us.
That's beautiful.
So, yes, that's beautiful. Our story in a nutshell.
Wow, beautiful. You know, I love meet quick, you know, the meet cute moments, you know, how we met and all of that. But, you know, Pastor Angelo, your name of your church is Encounter Church.
That's right.
Tell us, is it named after an encounter you had with the Lord personally? How did that come about? What was your encounter with God like? You know, she just told us a little bit about it.
Yeah, well, mine was so powerful. I got saved in a church in Brackenfell, by the way. And the name Encounter is based on the woman with the issue of blood, where she touched the hem of Jesus' garment. And then she had an encounter with the Lord. And our vision is for people to have an encounter with Jesus and to have that personal encounter with Jesus, because there's so many voices out there. There's so many encounters that people have, but that doesn't mean that the encounters they have or had brings forth change. It's only the encounter that you have with Jesus that brings forth change, and that change have had happened in my life. And there's no other encounter that I can speak of but the encounter of Jesus Christ. Family background, my dad got saved first, and when my parents got saved, us children, we followed. So that's the unique name of why our church is Encounter Ministries, is for people of every race, every denomination, creed, etc., to come to the services on a Sunday morning and have an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Wow, that's beautiful. You know, and I'm sure people have had that, and being in that community. You know, I think about leadership dynamics and strategic planning. I know you have a lot of insight into that because of your systematic business management background. Yeah. How do you approach leading church strategically the way you do?
Well, firstly, coming from a business background and speaking from a business perspective into ministry, it's different. The ministry, it's not a product that you work with. Business is. But the foundation for me is to build relationship, because success is a collection of relationship. And the heartbeat of God is his people. So we are very invested in people. So my approach to ministry is to be invested in people, where I invest in our leaders to make every believer a leader, where we consolidate them, where we love and care for them and cater for them. And I also believe strongly in bringing forth exposure, to expose them to ministry and what God has been doing into our lives. What God has been pouring into our lives, we are now pouring into our leaders. And it's important for us to as much as we love God, we need to love people, and vice mm-hmm. versa. You cannot love God but not love his people.
Sure.
So that's
sure.
my approach, yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful. You know, if you're listening out there today, you know, we'd like to hear from you what you want to ask or mention to these pastors in the Encounter Church out in Peniel. And let us know your thoughts. Let us know that you're there and listening to them and just cheer them on. So how do you keep vision and structure aligned with the move of the Holy Spirit? You know, maybe this is something I can ask Pastor Melissa. As a wife and ministry partner, you know, we have to balance a lot of things, leadership, relationship. And I know you know, many times the wife is like the anchor, you know, the husband will do all that. So how does that work for you? How do you balance life, ministry, and what you do?
There's a few things that we've learned in ministry is to stay humble, stay teachable, and if you have those, and stay away from spiritual competition. That's the three things that has Powerful. Helped us a lot. Because when the Holy Spirit corrects you on something, are you going to listen? Are you humble enough to admit you are wrong? Are you going to be teachable to allow the Spirit to teach you how God wants it done? So that's the thing, to stay humble, stay away from competition, and to be teachable. And God is sometimes going to use other people as well, maybe men of God, and that's going to speak to you, and then the Holy Spirit is going to teach you something through them, and then you have to discern and be open to what God wants. It's not always like the same way we think and we plan. Maybe the Spirit wants to do something new, then we have to be open to it. Mm-hmm.
And so, it's yes. not easy for people to change, especially if they are set in their ways.
Yeah. Mm.
You know, and then Holy Spirit will say something, and then we sometimes want to say, oh, no, but I think this is the best way.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know what? I love this topic. I love this, what you're saying there, the three very important points. And I really feel like everyone should tap into that, especially in church leadership. Mm. You yeah. know, be humble, be teachable, and yeah. listen to what the Spirit mm. of the Lord says, you
yes.
know. We're going to go over to a quick song. Listen to Katie Nicole, where she sings Hold On. So Hold On, we'll be right back. Wow, Pastor Melissa, I love what you said. I just want to recap for the listeners out there today. Leaders, remain humble and also teachable. We spoke about this many times. Most of all, no spiritual competition. We are here to complete one another, not to compete. So let us move on with the conversation here. You know, I love what this couple does. They have a beautiful, beautiful way of running their ministry and how they strategize. So I know as couples, we can get busy in leadership. We can get busy with church. How do you keep doing that without losing that personal connection in a relationship?
Well, Pastor Terry, if there's one important thing my wife taught me, and it's always encouraging me to do, is to prioritize. I never knew how to prioritize. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's important for us as men to always understand that God speaks through our wives, you know. And, well, we work on prioritizing and making time. We're not always perfect in it, but we are at least trying to balance, to bring a balance to everything that we are busy with regards to ministry, because ministry can run away with you. A ministry can get busy. There's a saying that ministry can become ruthless. It has no respect for your health, no respect for your family, no respect for your marriage, but you have the responsibility as a couple to make that time for one another, because there's undivided attention that's needed. We need to understand, luckily we have come to understand the love languages that we have between each other. What ticks me, what ticks her. We know our temperaments, the personalities that we have. And from a men's perspective, it's important for me to know what ticks my wife. How do I fill the love tank when it's empty?
Yeah, it's very important to balance. And because ministry can get busy, it is important to set out the time. It's the go with the flow thing doesn't work. But set out the time when you're going to have date nights, husband and wife together alone, husband and wife and children time and all that. And I want to encourage the listeners who are under pastors to allow your pastors to spend time with their families.
Yeah.
Allow them, give them space
to
be with their families to do that, because sometimes it can go get overwhelming when you have a lot of problems that you have to deal with your people, and we pray for them and all that, but it's also important to give them a bit of space when they go on holiday or whatever it is. Yeah.
That's really, really valuable, because you can only thrive, you know, when you start setting boundaries and be intentional about the time spent together. I like that. You know, we know that ministry sometimes has no respect for your time or for your marriage or for your life, like you said now, Pastor Angelo. So I know you've been speaking about legacy for a while, and I'd like to hear from you. What does it mean to you as spiritual leaders, you know, and also what kind of values do you want to pass on to Joshua? I mean, that kind of legacy for your future leaders and your future offspring.
Well, we've been preaching on the series Legacy last month. This month we started with humility. But let me unpack legacy for you. Legacy is something that you also receive but also need to pass on. That's very important to understand. And it's to leave a godly legacy. There's so many legacies out there that people want to leave. But a very important question is, what taste do we leave in the mouths of people? When people hear your name, when people see your face, when people do a survey of you in secret, what can they relate to you? What can they say of you? And that's so important for us to understand that the legacy that we have to leave behind is a legacy that is built on the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Many a times people wait for people to die in order to appreciate them and in order to love them and to do what was required from them. But why can't we leave a legacy while people are still alive?
True.
Many people need to die in order for people to change. I say, give flowers while you are still alive. I say, love people and tell them that you love them. It's not only about the hearing of the word, but the application of the word. So if I'm married to my wife for 18 years, by the grace of God, we next year 19 years, and we're still smiling, and for 18 years I don't make physical contact with her, I don't hug her, I don't have that physical touch where I embrace her, where my words is not enough anymore, but now my actions starts to speak and align with my words. That's the type of legacy that I want to leave as a husband and a father to my son. That's a legacy that I want him to see now while his father is still alive. And it's important for us as parents and as a father, it's important for me to make him understand that nothing happens if Jesus is not in it. And the foundation of any legacy that any parent can leave to their children, if they're still alive and if they pass on, is to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. There's no other way but Jesus. That is the way, the truth, and the life. That's the legacy that we want to leave for our children and the church one day.
Yeah. Is that the same for you, I suppose?
Yeah, Jesus Christ is the legacy, because we as human beings, we fall short. As parents, we fall short, and there's things maybe that we teach our children that is not of God, and things that are planted in them from outside and all that. But if they have Jesus, Jesus is the fullness of God in them, that can uproot every seed that is not of Jesus Christ and can establish the legacy of God in them and the character of God and the image of God. So that's the legacy that we want to leave for our children and our spiritual children and all that. We can only give them Jesus.
Yes, that's
because
true.
We as humans, we fall short.
We all fall short. You know what? What would we have done without Jesus? You know, I'm just reminded now about my daughter's friend committed suicide, jumped off a building off their flat in Johannesburg. And what happens to that life. You know, people are in that place. They don't have legacy. They don't know Christ. They don't know that there's hope. You know, yeah. And even in this time when the kids are preparing for matric exams, even year-end exams for other children, you know, take the pressure off and let them know that Jesus has got them, that he's holding them, that he is
your
the one that
is good enough,
completes them. You know, that they don't have to compete with anyone else, but just be unique in their calling and in what they are pursuing in their studies, you know.
And it's so important to, I believe many people have an identity crisis where they don't know who they are. They're still seeking who they are. But when you find your identity in Christ, you become content. You don't have to compete with anyone. It's impossible for you to become jealous. It's impossible even for you to be offensive or take offense. And that's what I always teach my son, that his identity is in Christ, that Jesus loves him and he cares for him. And it's so important to put yourself in somebody else's shoes. You know that basics as a parent. It's what you put, what you teach to your children at home is very important. That will reflect outside. And if we build a foundation in our household where we lay the foundation of Jesus and we lay the foundation of ministry, ministry is all over. You don't have to wait for a Sunday.
It's your lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle. I believe that my
our
dad.
Our children watches us.
Sure.
They look at us.
They do.
And monkey see, monkey do.
Absolutely. You know, I'm thinking of the first time that I really tuned into God. I don't know if you remember late, way back then. I'm talking about many years ago now. The late Dr. Evie Heal was on radio on TV in the morning, and they used to have the power team and all of that. And I actually got saved through the media, through TV, you know. And that day I remember making a commitment, saying the sinner's prayer, and listening to this man. It was like God spoke to me. I put my cigarettes down. I didn't have a whiskey anymore or anything. I just stopped everything. I didn't even, you know, didn't even go to a church to say, okay, now I needed to get born again. I needed to be baptized. That's the only thing I did. Then I phoned up the priest and I said, listen, that time was the priest. And then I went to another church and I said, okay, now I want to be water baptized. And I went through the whole process, to understand. So God has an encounter with us. Great. Leaving that legacy for me was implanted by me through media. This is why we are here today.
Oh, wow.
Family, we're going to quickly have a short break and we'll be back in 1 minute. Wow, what a wonderful conversation, Pastor Angelo and Melissa. I'm so blessed to have you in the studio with us. You know, family, we're talking about God with us in the storms. God is with us in everything. We're speaking about encountering. We're speaking about legacy. But I know, family, that there's a lot of times that we can reflect a little bit on the faith and perseverance and God's faithfulness through all these trials and challenges that we face. I know every couple face storms. We all face some kind of challenge in our lives because Jesus says in this world you will have trouble, you will have trials. But fear not, I've overcome them. And sometimes we want to lose it and say, God, you did. Give us the weapons to do it, which he has provided, right? But how has God shown himself strong in moments of testing uncertainty in your relationship or ministry?
Well, that's a very powerful question. And firstly, God never takes the storm away. He takes us through the storm. And people need to understand that. Because the storm is there to build your character. The storm is there to make you stronger. The storm is there to develop that aggressive faith of God inside of us. And from a personal perspective, I want to share that in 2013, I was diagnosed with a rare cancer called chondrosarcoma. It's color tissue cancer. And 12 years later, there was a recurrence, and it came back this year. 28th of July, went for a operation, and they took it out. But before I could go for the operation, I went for a lot of tests and stuff, and all my results came back clear. To a certain extent where the oncologist was asking questions, you know, what's happening here? And he actually said to me, Angelo, thank you so much for bringing me those good results. Long story short, I went back after my op and still clear. And highlight for me in the storm was, and this was the first time it ever happened to me, when I went to the theater. What do you call that? The anesthesiologist.
Anesthetist,
yeah. She prayed for me before I could be pushed into the theater. And when I got into theater, they played a worship song. And that's where I knew God was all over the storm. A very important thing in the storm is to understand that you need to invest in the Word of God. The opinion of man does not matter, but the opinion of the Word of God matters. That's from a personal perspective. And I believe in ministry, there's storms that occur. You have people disappointing you, walking out on you. And then you need to ask God to help you and to take you through that storm. But as I've said, God will never take it away. He will take you through it. And many a times you ask God, I've asked God to help me with patience before, and then He puts people around you that irritates the hell out of you. You know, you think, but then He brings you to a place where you need to make a choice and you need to choose. Okay, now it's the opportunity for me, for God to work with this patient's issue and stories. And but apart from that, my wife and I, we are total different people, but we are one in Christ, and that makes it unique. And if you can share a little bit of the storms.
Yeah, I think we handle storms in our own unique ways.
Yeah.
And for me, 1 Corinthians 10:13 always encourages me that God won't put something on your way and not give you a way out.
Mm.
And when it comes, He will provide a way out. But the thing is, we have to become, I become more quiet. I'm a quiet person, but I become more quiet when I'm going through stuff, because I want to hear how the Holy Spirit is going to navigate me through this now, because I know there's a way out.
Yeah.
I know He's teaching me something. He's teaching us something through this.
Stronger.
And then Romans 8:18, when there's suffering, the glory of God is greater.
Good.
So I always claim that. When something happens, I always say, but I know there's a blessing on its way. I know there's things are going to happen in our ministry now. I know that the glory of God is going to break through in a much greater and bigger way. I know that, because when there's suffering, the glory is greater.
Mm.
And I always hold on to that. And it's for the people.
Yeah.
Sometimes we go, Jesus said, we're gonna suffer for His name's sake. We're going to be persecuted. We're going to be falsely accused for His name's sake. But at the end of the day, God is going to be glorified in all of it when we know that He's God.
Yeah,
and we trust Him in the process.
So true, so true. You know, I like, we listen to, I mean, I like listening to the audio Bible. And I'm listening at the moment to the book of Acts, you know, how the Apostle Paul used to write letters to the church, you know.
Great.
And in Romans, the first book of Romans, actually, he wrote to the Roman church.
Yeah.
And he hasn't even been there yet, but he's writing them letters to encourage them. Mm-hmm. And I think this part of going through the storm, knowing that the glory is what we're waiting for.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he's telling the people to, you're going to face trial, you're going to face all of these things, but
yeah,
wait, be patient.
Yes.
And some of them didn't, they weren't patient.
Yeah.
Mm. Almost like the world today, people are impatient. They
yeah.
expect God, the God of instant gratification. They
yeah.
want it answered now.
Yeah.
So the storm is what we go through with mm-hmm. Christ. He
yeah.
carries us. He's in the boat with us,
mm-hmm.
you
yes.
know. He's not going to throw the boat out with us in the water and all of that kind
yeah.
of thing. He's
yeah.
in the boat, you know, unless there are some people that want to hijack or commit early suicide in their spiritual walk and jump out of the boat
yeah.
by saying, God, I want to do my way, not your way,
mm.
you know, and that is where spiritual suicide comes in.
Mm-hmm.
You end you cripple your journey,
mm.
basically.
Yes.
Mm. Your faith is stifled because you want to have your way and not do it God's way. I love
mm.
that, what you said. You know, so sometimes we can get bent out of shape when storms come. But
yeah.
Romans 8:18, let that minister to you today, family. People out there, listen today, invest in the Word of God. Angela Clausen says on Facebook, invest in the Word of God. Angela, we like that. Thank you very much for your participation and sharing with us. And God's Word will always sustain us. And
yes.
the beautiful thing is, you know, that His word is who He is.
Yes.
You know, we can't run away from that. So I want to ask you, you know, we're getting to that place also, just encouraging people going through storms, you know, how do couples keep their faith? By holding on to the word, right, what we just said now, and in giving them that hope, knowing that they are not in it alone. God is with them, and He's going to carry them through. You are not alone. You may feel like you're alone, but you're not alone.
Yeah.
God says He's always with us. It's Jeremiah 33:3 says, just call on Me.
Yeah.
So if you're alone and you feel alone, just call on Him.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can share couple goals, tell us about couple goals. We get into that time of the year where everyone is doing strategic planning and planning for 2026. What couple goals have you set for yourselves as a family or as a couple individual or for your ministry, you know, that you can add? What would that be? What does it look like for you for 2026 and beyond?
Well, from my side personally, I believe as a couple, we just want to grow deeper in God. And we just want to do more for God. And, yeah, I believe that there's a lot of things that God has in store for us. Many people, when they look at us, they will always ask us, what's your success? But I prefer, let me tell you what, how many mistakes we made. How many mistakes we made, and then take it from there. But one of the goals that we want to reach is to see our son one day, maybe soon, but one day just sold out to Jesus, where he finds Jesus and just be sold out. That's from my side. I don't know, Melissa, what do you want to share? What
for us as a couple, our goal, our vision for next year is to grow,
mm-hmm.
grow deeper. Into our marriage, let our marriage grow, and the ministry, we want to invest more in our people, and we're trusting God for so many miracle signs and wonders.
Yeah.
Because we know He's God, the God of the impossible. Mm-hmm. We want the glory of God just to break through even more than it is has already been.
Mm.
So we want the latter house to be greater than the former.
Love that.
Yeah.
And the Bible says that, you know, the latter will be greater. So we got to hold on to the faith, hold on to that hope of glory, that the King of Kings will come in.
Yeah.
He will come and do as we just healed and as we surrender.
Absolutely.
And we just say, God, we commit, we give everything to You. You do what You do, and we'll follow You.
Yeah.
How's
Amen.
That for a poem? That's
for
a rhyme. We're going to listen to Rend Collective singing Rescuer. Wow, family, couple goals. Have you set your goals yet for 2026 and beyond? Pastor Melissa, you had a scripture?
Yes, I want to encourage you all with 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm and let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
Amen, amen. Pastor Angelo, just pray a blessing over the listeners there today and just awaken some soul.
Sure. Father, we thank You for this wonderful opportunity. I speak a blessing over each and every listener, everybody that's representing this live. I speak a blessing over Cape Pulpit. I release favor, grace, mercy, compassion, and the fire of God to come upon His people today. In the almighty name of Jesus, we pray, and everybody shouted together, amen.
Amen,
amen.
That's awesome. Jonathan Africa says, godly character is fundamental, and character is formed as we go. We were just saying, you know, when you have pain and whatever you're going through, go behind the pulpit, go to church, don't stay at home.
Amen. Yeah.
So those storms may come, but when your love and leadership are anchored in Christ, you'll not only stand from all of us here, you'll not only stand alone, you'll stand on that solid rock from which we open up in the first scripture.
Amen.
So from us here at Couples of Destiny, and from our guest here at Encounter Ministries, Pastor Angela and Melissa, we're sending you love, peace, and joy for the season ahead that is coming. Remember that storms may come, but when your anchor is in Christ, you'll only stand. You will also shine.
Amen.
Amen.
And not stand alone. So until next time, family, keep walking in faith, keep loving deeply, keep building your legacy one encounter at a time, till we meet again here, there, or in the air. Whose line is that? Bye now.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.